Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I hope the turkey was good, the family was good, your loved ones were with you. I just hope you guys all just had a great Thanksgiving. Welcome back. Some of you are probably still on vacation, but you may be able to listen to this show later on, because remember, this show is on my website. I'll talk about that in a minute. Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show, California's single best resource for information on the issues of aging. Not some of the organizations you think are the best. I've been doing this longer than anybody else. I've been doing this on the radio longer than anybody else. I'm the original and still the single best source. Over that period of time, I've learned who you can trust and who you can't trust. And I wish I could list all the people that I could tell you not to trust, but I can't do that. But I do know the best at everything. I know the best attorneys. I know the best homes. I know the best placement agencies. I know the best people to do VA benefits. I know the best people to do Medi-Cal benefits. I know the best people to do financial planning. I know all of those things. I also know all the people that aren't so good. I give my opinion on that all the time, just not on the air. So welcome to Assets and Aging. Remember, as always, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If I wanted to give you legal advice, I would have gone to school and got a law degree and been out of work like most of the rest of the attorneys are, or a lot of them are. I have a California, so if you want to talk to an attorney, I'll refer you to somebody, but I'm not an attorney. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only. I have a California insurance license. Happy to have that, glad to have that, been had it for a long time, worked hard to get it, worked hard to keep it. Don't do much of that stuff anymore, but I have a California insurance license, and so I have to tell you, I have a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your request. It also allows me to do certain court things like probates and other things, but I don't do any of those. I do document preparation. I do trusts and wills and powers of attorney at your request and direction. I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. I don't want anything to do with that stuff. I know people you can trust, but don't you think that it's interesting that if you have a brokerage account at Schmidlap Securities, that everything you have in that account is a product that's been sold to you that's got Schmidlap Securities name on it? It used to be you went to a broker and you bought some of this and some of this and some of this and some of this. Now you go to a broker and you pretty much get what they're selling you. Anyhow, that's my own opinion. And everything we talk about here is my opinion, my editorial opinion, and only my opinion, and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. But we do talk about long-term care. And we do talk about, by the way, long-term care insurance is going to become more and more important, and it is being driven out of this state by regulators. There used to be 50 companies selling long-term care insurance in California. Now I think we're down to less than half a dozen. When you try to figure out, I could tell you why you don't want to hear it, and I'd have to name names. But if you want to know why, look at the top and look at the regulations and look at the people who are setting the regulations and look at the people who specialize in suing insurance companies and agents out of business and a bunch of other stuff. So we used to have a lot of people selling long-term care insurance, which is going to become more and more and more important as we have an aging population. I don't sell it. I probably should. Because at least you'd have a source to go to. But I know people who do it, who are very good at it. So when I talk about long-term care, I'm not talking about long-term care insurance. I'm talking about what happens to us as we get older. And I've been doing this a long time, and I've seen it all, and I've heard it all, and I've been involved in it all, and I've been in nursing homes and assisted living and things, seen families and things you don't want to see. And I'm thankful that so far that has not happened to me or to my spouse. It has happened to our friends. It is happening to our friends. It's going to happen to all of us as we get older. We are all going to become more frail. We are all going to lose independence. And I will never, ever stop telling the people the truth about that. I take a lot of grief for being blunt, folks. I take a lot of grief for not being understanding and kind and compassionate. I actually am very kind and very compassionate, but I believe that manifests itself in this subject by telling people the truth. If mom has dementia, she's not going to get better. If dad has had a stroke and he's gone as far as he's not going to get better. If mom's in a wheelchair today and facing amputation because she's a diabetic, she's not going to get better. None of us is going to get better. We are all going to get older. We are all going to lose independence. And to deny otherwise is to engage in folly, and I will not engage in folly. So today's subject, students, is how to lose. Oh, let's see. Let me make sure I said it. Oh, don't forget. See, there's always stuff. Don't forget, you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. You can sign up for an upcoming workshop. I only have one left, I think, this year. You can sign up for an upcoming workshop. You can sign up for my newsletter. You can ask me questions. You can sign up for my newsletter. You can listen to my podcast. Every Wednesday, I do a live podcast. My podcast this week was on the scams, or last week was on the scams going on in the VA, with VA people and nonprofits. Yes, I said nonprofits and scams against vets. Yes, I did say that. you can listen to that. You'll find some interesting stuff. That was my podcast of the 16th. And my podcasts and radio shows are archived. So you can go there and listen. You can ask me a question. There's a place there for you to ask me a question. And again, you can listen to my archived radio shows or call me. And you can come in and see me. My consultation is always free. So today we're going to talk about how to lose lots of money besides being in the stock market. Yeah, I know right now everybody's going, Bob, we're making so much money. Okay. That's because money is free right now, folks. When interest rates go back to 5% or 4%, let me know how you're doing. By the way, the number of mortgages that opened in the last week has gone down 9%. 9%. That's across the country. That's a huge number because interest rates on mortgages have already started to go back up. So how to lose lots of money? Well, first, the easiest way to lose lots of money is to believe you can't. Well, Bob, I have a great broker, and Fred, my broker, has told me that everything's safe. Good. I want you to go back to 2005. I want you to go back to 2008. I want you to go back to 1995. I want you to go back to some other times. And I want you to let me know how everything went. So the first way to lose lots of money is to believe you can't. I can't tell you how many people that come in and start out the conversation with, we're all set. Everything is set. And my question to them is, then why are you here? If it's all set, then why are you here? I started asking somebody in my office questions yesterday about what they had, and they couldn't produce a receipt. They couldn't produce a statement. They had some promissory notes. They couldn't produce the notes. They had a whole bunch of stuff, and they couldn't produce any of it. Pardon me. They didn't know, but we're all set. They couldn't tell me anything about their trust or powers of attorney. They didn't know what it said. So the easiest way to lose lots of money is to not pay attention. So let me tell you other ways to lose money. I had somebody come in this last week that had a house and had some money. And he was all set. Bob, I'm all set. And we sat down and we started talking and he had some money. And I said, do you have a will? He said, no, now I'm all set because I went down to the bank and I set my heirs up as beneficiaries of my bank account. And when I die, it goes to them directly. I said, okay, that's a good thing. I mean, nothing wrong with that. But boy, you're right on top of it. That's a good thing. You own a house? Yes, I own a house. Who gets your house when you die? Met with absolute silence. I said, well, the probate fees on your house that your family's going to go through after you die, about 20 grand, but I guess you're all set. It won't matter to you because you'll be dead. But your heirs, who you loved, are going to have to spend a year and a half in probate, and they're going to spend at least $20,000, probably more, and that's assuming there's no contest. So one of the easiest ways to lose money is probate. No, you won't lose any money. You'll be fine because you'll be dead. But probate is an expensive, long, drawn-out court proceeding to determine, well, Bob, I have a will. Wills go through probate. By definition, wills are probated. Maybe a simple probate, or it could be the regular probate. Depends on whether you have under or over $150,000 worth of assets. But Bob, my will says everything goes to my kids. No. It says that's who you would like to have it after you die. A judge will determine who actually gets it after the family paying a lot of money, and that's assuming that there's no fights in the family. So an easy way to lose money is just to expose your estate to a probate. Oh, it can't be that hard. Oh, yeah? First of all, did you know all probates are public record? You can find out everything about you. It's public record. Know what your last Visa bill was. Know how much money you had in the bank. Know the names of your children. Know the names of the people you don't like. Know how much property you had. No, I'll know all of that stuff from your probate. So one way to lose money is to have a probate, and that's assuming no contest. Well, Bob, I'm not an attorney, so I'm not giving a legal opinion. I've got some kids and my wife has some kids, but we don't like my kids. So we did some wills and we left everything to her kids. Good. Did you omit your children? Did you specifically omit them? Well, no, we just left everything to her kids. So you didn't omit your... Did you have property when you came into the marriage? Well, yeah. Did she have property? Well, yeah. Well, what if your kids had a claim on some of this? But we didn't name them. But did you omit them intentionally? Well, no. But we're okay. Everything's okay. And I can go on and on and on and on and on and on. So you've got your three kids on your bank account and everything's okay. So when you die, your three kids get your bank account. But what happens if one of those children is not alive when you die? Then it will go to the other two, because in most cases, it won't go to the children of your deceased child. So you've got something called inadvertent disinheritance. You have inadvertently disinherited some of your grandchildren. You didn't mean to, but you had everything all set up and it was all okay. The other cool way, kind of related to probate, that I see this with a lot of insurance policies and a lot of stockbrokers. The heir is my wife. The alternate heir is my estate. So mom and dad both die in a car accident. Who gets everything that was in that brokerage or bank account? Well, their estate does. That means it's going to go through probate. We see that all the time. Elder law attorneys, estate planning attorneys that I know see it all the time. So one way to lose a lot of money is to make it go through probate. Now, again, you won't care because you'll be dead. But that's a good way to lose money. What's another good way to lose money? Can you guess based on what this show has been turned? No, it's not that. It's called a conservatorship. It's kind of handled by a probate judge, kind of like that, but except you didn't die. Another really good way to lose a lot of money is a conservatorship. By the way, how do you avoid probate? You have a good trust. Trusts generally don't go through probate. And you have a good one, not a terrible one, not one done by a trust mill, not one done that you got off the internet, not one you tore the pages out of a book and filled it in yourself. It's easy to avoid probate. Now, what about conservatorships? Conservatorship is you're alive. Well, Bob, if I'm alive, I can make my own decisions. Well, but what if you can't make your own decisions? What if you have dementia? What if you've had a stroke? What if you can't make your own decisions? Well, then my wife can make them. Oh, yeah? Where did you say your wife can make? Well, she's my wife. Of course she can make decisions for me. No, have you ever heard of this thing called HIPAA? The Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act? Oh, you haven't heard of that? It's not automatic. What if your wife wants to move out of the house because you're never coming home again? How does she sell your half of the house? If you don't have documents that say that she can do that, how does she sell your half? Because you had a stroke and you're a vegetable the rest of your life, and we're now in court. You have an attorney. The court is going to appoint an attorney for your spouse. There's going to be an accounting. There's going to be investigators appointed. There's going to be all kinds of things. And now for the rest of your life, the court will be in charge of your life, or the county will be in charge of your life. And it's a very expensive process, because in the description I just gave, there are at least two attorneys, one for the ill spouse and one for the well spouse. Not to mention accountants and a whole bunch of other stuff, appraisers. So why was there a conservatorship? Well, because Bob, everything's okay. Everything's going to be fine. Again, if I only had a nickel for every time I've heard that. I had somebody in the last month call me up and say they were dealing with a spouse and the spouse was getting worse. And I said, okay, I can help. And well, you know, what can we do? How much is it going to cost? Well, let me think about that. And they called back about 2 weeks later and said, well, the spouse is now completely incompetent. Now what can we do? And my answer was nothing. We can go to court. I sent him to an attorney. It's going to cost him a lot of money. But it was all under control. It was all going to be okay. They all thought they had time to think about it. So a conservatorship. So how to lose money? One is believe you can't. Two is wind up with your estate going through probate. And the other one is wind up with a conservatorship. A friend of mine who's an elder law attorney, he's been on this show before, and I were in a nursing home once, and 98% of the people in the nursing home were on Medi-Cal, and 90% of those people had been conserved. They were people who had been conserved. They had no family to take care of them. They had been conserved, and their lives were now being controlled, and they had been put in the nursing home by the county, by the court. So you can wind up with a conservatorship. That's a way that you can lose money. How do you avoid a conservatorship? Documents. You have to have, I tell people all the time, everything starts with documents. You have to have documents that tell you who's in charge of your life if you're not. I had somebody in my office today that has a disabled child. The child is still competent, but disabled. And I said, okay, so if your disabled child gets sick and goes to the hospital, do you understand that you have no rights? Because they're an adult. Do you understand you don't even have any right to find out what hospital they're in because of HIPAA? Needless to say, they're going to get some stuff done for their disabled child. How do you avoid probate? How do you avoid conservatorships? Documents. Good ones. Lousy documents will lose you money. I can't tell you how many cases I've sent to attorneys who have wound up taking them to court because the documents they had were either inadequate or incorrect. It's really important, not just that you have them, but that they're going to work when the day comes. We're going to come back in a little bit, and I'm going to talk about some other ways that you can lose a lot of money. That's the title of our show today. As we get older, how can you lose a lot of money? And we're going to get to some of the more obvious ones. You know, Christmas is coming up. So all of you that are my age, you remember, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Well, yes, Virginia, you can lose it all. Yes, Virginia, you can lose what you've worked a lifetime for. You don't have to, but you can. And it happens to a lot of people a lot of the time. Take a minute and sit down at the holidays with your family, with each other, with your spouse, with your kids, with whoever, and have a talk and say, Mom and I aren't getting any younger. We're getting older. We're becoming more frail. And I know you don't want to talk about it, kids, but as we get older, you're going to be the ones that we look to help manage our affairs. You're the ones that we're going to trust. You're the ones that are going to help us take care of ourselves and each other. And we need you to be a part of this decision-making process. Children, sit down with your parents and say, Mom, Dad, we know you're getting older. And we want you to know that we're here for you and that together we need to develop a plan that will allow us to do what you want us to do, which is take care of you as you get older. But you have to give us the tools that will let us do that. You have to set up a plan to do that. In the absence of that, the two things I mentioned already, probate and conservatorship, you can lose a lot of money in a hurry. And again, that's assuming no fights. So give me a call. Come in and sit down. Get to one of my workshops. 800-999-8007. Stop sitting on your you-know-what, pretending it's not going to happen. Stop being the person who says to me, I've been listening to you for 7 years and I never thought this would happen, and now my wife has dementia and I don't know what to do. What did you think was going to happen as you were getting older? You were going to get healthier? 800-999-8007, or go to my website, assets, ASS, ETS, AND, AGING, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Sign up for a newsletter, sign up to come to my workshop, sign up for an appointment, ask me a question, but get in and get the process started. Afterwards is too late. The time to do it is now, while everybody has their marbles, while everybody's on the same page, while everybody's alive. 800-999-8007. Don't wait. Pick up the phone during the break and give me a call, and let's set up a time to talk. I'll be back in just a couple minutes right here on Assets and Aging. Going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Don't go away. Okay, welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. We're talking about how to lose a lot of money. And we've talked about probate, we've talked about conservatorships, we've talked about lousy documents and poor estate plans. Let's talk about a couple others. How to lose, and we talked about, you know, lousy investments or, you know, whatever. We're just talking in general about how to lose a lot of money. And I want to talk about the core of where I want to be here in a second. Let me just remind you about a couple things. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember, I'm not an attorney. And everything we talk about here is my opinion only, my editorial opinion, and should not be taken as any legal tax or financial advice. How do we lose a lot of money? We talked about probate. Let's talk about the one that happens in my world a lot, and it's called long-term care. I have somebody right now that I'm dealing with. Everybody says, well, you know, we have long-term care insurance. You know, it's the same old story. Well, Bob, we're okay. We're okay. They've gone through all their long-term care insurance, and now they've gone through all of their money, and now there's no money left to take care of a parent. Well, what do you mean, Bob? They went through their long-term care insurance. They spent all of it, because most long-term care insurance policies have a yearly or dollar limit, and they've gone through all that money, and now they've gone through all of the parents' money, and now they're getting ready to sell the house and go through that money. But they were all okay. It was all going to be okay until it wasn't okay. So let's talk about the reality of long-term care. It's expensive, folks. It is really expensive. And you have heard, you know, those of you that saw my ad for my last workshop, I've got the ad in front of me. You can hear me rustling the paper. And the ad said, beware, you've heard or assumed that. And then it listed a bunch of things. This is when everybody thinks they're okay. And this is how people lose a lot of money. Here's what I wrote. You've heard or assumed that you will definitely need a nursing home. You will never need a nursing home. Your kids will definitely take care of you. You won't ever be a burden on your family. Anyone can get on Medi-Cal these days. Eligibility means spending all of your money. You will always be able to stay at home. You will definitely lose your home. All you need is a will. All you need is a trust. Your home will be lost to the state upon your death. You can transfer your home to the kids to protect it. Your documents will protect it all, no matter what. So long as you have an executor, you're all set. You can get all the documents you need cheaply. Your expensive documents will work perfectly. Professional caregiving is too expensive to consider. Finding a good caregiver or facility won't cost much. You are much too healthy to ever need care. You will likely die before needing care. And then underneath that I wrote, none of this is true. People every day lose everything because they absolutely refuse to plan. And they refuse to plan because they didn't understand what they'd been told, or they had been told outright lies. or they had been told half-truths, or they have been told whatever. I'm here to tell you that I have sat with scores and scores of people who have lost everything to the cost of long-term care. So in my world, how do you lose lots of money? Believe that it can't happen to you or to your family. If you do, you're not very smart. I'm going to stay home, Bob. I'm going to stay home. I'm never going to a nursing home. Okay, let's assume that your statement is true, which it's not, by the way, because all of the people in nursing homes never thought they would be there. They all said at some point, I'll never go there, and yet they're all there. So you're not that special that you get to believe it'll never happen to you. So what happens if you want, I'm going to stay at home. Great, I want you to stay at home. Okay, let me create a scenario. You've had a stroke. You have no bowel or bladder control. You can't take a shower on your own. You need somebody to help bathe you. You need somebody to help change your pants. You need somebody to help manage your pills. You need somebody to prepare and help you with eating. You need somebody to put your shoes on. You need somebody to go to the store and go grocery shopping for you. You need somebody to do the gardening. You need somebody to do the housekeeping. Do you know how much it costs for round-the-clock, 24-hour day care? Not counting the garden and the housekeeping. It costs between $10,000 and $15,000 a month. If you don't believe me, call up some caregiving agencies and ask them how much they want for 24-hour day care for your mom. Go ahead, call them. Well, Bob, I'm going to get somebody. I heard you can get somebody for $4,000 a month, and you pay them under the table, and they'll take, yeah, until they get hurt lifting your mom, and then they go file a workman's comp claim, and the family is now in a world of trouble. Not only that, the IRS then wants to know why you haven't been 1099-ing that person who you've been paying under the table, and why you haven't been withholding taxes and workman's comp and everything else. So the reality is that if you want to stay at home, you can. Just be prepared to pay $100,000 a year. Now, if you live 3 years, that's $300,000 last time I checked that you're out. And you're out because you didn't plan. Well, Bob, we have a trust. It's got nothing to do with paying for long-term care. Nothing. Well, Bob, we have Medicare. And we understand that Medicare will pay for 100 days in a nursing home. No, it won't. No, it won't. Medicare never pays for nursing homes. Ever. Your Medicare supplement never pays for nursing homes. It'll pay for rehab for a few days, but it does not pay for long-term care in a nursing home, and it does not pay for home care. Well, Bob, come on. Now, Bob, I heard that hospice will come. Yeah, hospice will come for twice a week, 2 hours, to give dad a bath. They do not provide 24-hour daycare. Great organization. But, well, Bob, when my mom came home from the hospital, they sent a nurse over there twice a week. Yeah, for how long? Well, about 3 weeks. And then what happened? Well, then there was nobody else coming. I cannot tell you the number of people that sit in my office in the last 25 years who are leaving their mother and father alone in very dangerous situations because they don't have the money or the planning to figure out how to pay for round-the-clock care, and the kids or the spouse is just flat burned out. You can pretend it's other, but it's not. You can pretend that it's all going to be okay, but it's not. You want to stay at home? Great. I think you should stay at home. But having a caregiver take care of your mom or your dad or your spouse or whoever is a recipe for losing it all or losing a lot of it. Like I said, they've gone through the family I was talking about, they've gone through all the long-term care money, all the cash money, and now they're getting ready to sell the house to pay for the parent that's staying at home. Oh, and by the way, that doesn't count the tens of thousands of dollars a year that the children have spent out of their pockets to help pay for a caregiver at home so that mom could stay home longer. And these are retired people, and it's put a stress on the families that are paying for this because they're all retired. So you can pretend it's not going to happen. Well, Bob, I'll go to assisted living. Okay, good. Assisted living is $5,000 to $12,000 a month. $12,000? Yes, memory care, which is in assisted living, is $10,000 to $12,000 a month. Starts out about $8,000 and will wind up at $10,000 to $12,000 a month. That's how much assisted living costs. And memory care is not a nursing home, so Medi-Cal doesn't pay for it. It's assisted living, and you pay for it. Memory care is almost as much as keeping somebody at home. So if I'm going to keep somebody in... Now, from the onset, from the diagnosis of Alzheimer's until death is 8 years. So if I'm going to keep somebody in memory care for 8 years at $8,000 a month, let's call that $100,000 a year, times 8 years, you tell me how much money that is. If I'm only going to keep mom in memory care for 4 years at $100,000 a year, you tell me how much money that is. Yeah, you tell me. I don't have to do the math. You want to lose a lot of money in a hurry? Then believe it can't happen to you. Believe it can't happen to your family. Don't have the conversation. Pretend it won't happen. Just let everybody go on and watch dad deteriorate and just believe it's going to get better. Or the unspoken hope is that dad will die before it gets too bad. If you don't believe that's the unspoken hope, come and work in my world for a while. Well, what about a boarding care? Well, okay, boarding care is a little better. It's only about $5,000 a month. But it's usually only for people with severe dementia. Boarding cares usually don't work very well for people who have cognitive ability. But even then, you're still looking at $60,000 a month. Well, my granddaughter said she'd move in and take care of grandpa. Let me know how that goes. And by the way, most elder abuse... Where's my article? I listened to my last radio program from last week. Here it is. I just read a big article on from the Kaiser Health News on seniors suffer amid widespread fraud by caretakers. And it says, let me see where if I can find it. This says somewhere, where does it say it? Anyhow, it says most caregivers paid for by Medi-Cal are family members. And most of the fraud is family members. You know, everybody's running around chasing down outside agencies and stuff like that for fraud. Most of the fraud that occurs is by family members. And Adult Protective Services doesn't get involved in family stuff very often unless it's physical brutality. And grandma's not going to turn the granddaughter in. So have you worked out who's going to take care of grandma? Is that person going to be available 24 hours a day? What happens when they need a break? Who's going to give them a break? Who's going to take over for them? Where do you have the answers to all of these questions? And then nursing homes. Well, Bob, I don't have to worry about it because, pardon me, Medi-Cal will take care of my mom if she's in a nursing home. That's correct. About 70% of all the people in nursing homes in California are on Medi-Cal at any given moment. And Medi-Cal will help pay for some or all of a nursing home stay. But there's this thing called recovery, and there's this other thing that you've heard called you have to spend it down. Now, you don't, but most people do because they don't know how to protect it because they have crummy documents and they have no plan. So they wind up spending it down because the nursing home tells them that they have to, or they call Medi-Cal and Medi-Cal tells them that they have to. And life goes on. So the issue is, in all of this stuff, is how do you lose a lot of money? Just don't pay attention. At the root of all of this is a belief that it can't happen to me. I won't let it happen to my mom or dad. It's the foolishness of that promise. Yes, Bob, I know that's harsh. Of a don't worry, dad, don't worry, mom, don't worry, whoever. I'll never let this happen to you. You're not God. You don't have the power to never let something happen to somebody. Every year, bad things happen to people, and somebody says, how could that have happened? How could that have happened? In an instant, something happened. How could that have happened? And in most cases in my world, it's not in an instant. Sometimes it is. It's a massive stroke or a massive heart attack or whatever. But most of the time, we can see it coming. There's clues. You can see that dad can't remember stuff anymore or mom's forgetful or whatever. I had somebody in my office about a week ago, and it was clear that mom was not paying attention to some stuff. And it was clear that the children sitting there ignored it because they didn't want to have to cope with it. But it was clear to me that the parent lost focus easily. The children did not want to deal with it because it was uncomfortable. We have to get out of our comfort zone and begin to understand that long-term care, frailty, loss of independence is an uncomfortable subject. It's not what's supposed to happen. I'm not supposed to have to change my mother's diapers or my father's diapers. I'm not supposed to have to give my grandfather a bath. I'm not supposed to have to clean up things I never thought I was going to have to clean up in my life after my children were babies. I never thought any of those things would happen. I never thought that an adult could have hygiene issues like I see on a regular basis and that some of you see every day when you walk into your mom or your dad's house and you're stunned. But you don't do anything about it because we don't talk about it. So how do we lose a lot of money? Ignore the realities of old age. Ignore probate issues. Ignore conservatorship issues. Ignore long-term care issues or a combination of all of the above. It's as simple as that. What I do is actually very simple. The rules around it are complex, and the thought patterns are complex. But what I do is really pretty simple. It's simply identify people who are failing, and then figure out if their families are willing to begin to plan for that failure, and get involved in a plan to help mitigate it. If I may not be able to cure it, but at least get the best result possible. And is that family willing to do that early, or are they going to wait until it's a crisis? Because, well, Bob, you don't understand. Dad is difficult to deal with. And my answer is, and? So? So he's difficult. How many of you ever had a teenager? Are they difficult? Did you give up on them? Did you throw? No. You fight it through and you do the things that you know you're supposed to do. Well, the same thing is true of dealing with a frail elderly family member. You're just going to have to fight through it. But tag, you're it. They raised you to be responsible. Now you get to be responsible. But we, pardon me, it has to begin with a conversation. And it has to begin with an honest conversation. I have a handout that I give out sometimes called a sample agenda for a family conference. And I send it out to people all the time. And it's an agenda for sitting down and working through the questions we need to ask and we need to talk to each other about the reality while we're, and we need to do this while we're healthy, of how we're going to take care of mom and dad, what they want us to do, what their expectations of us are. Do we have access to their documents? Do we know where they are? Do you know, whatever. You know, do we have all that stuff? Do I know where they are? Do I understand how they work? Do I understand how long-term care works? Do I understand how to protect mom and dad's money? Do I know how to do that? Do I know what their care desires are? Do I know what their end-of-life care decisions are? Do I know what their palliative care decisions are? Do I know about all this stuff? Do I know their wishes as regards to food and hydration? Do I know what their cemetery wishes are? Do they want to be cremated? Do they want a casket? Where do they want to be buried? Are they veterans? Do they want to go out to the veteran cemetery? What are their desires? We have to please begin the conversation. I've saved people millions and millions and millions of dollars over the year. The tragedy is people have walked into my office probably already having lost 10 times whatever I'm able to save because they waited too long, because they didn't want to have the conversation. So how to lose a lot of money, also called choices. I could also call this show choices. You have choices to make, and those choices are going to determine whether you keep what you worked a lifetime for, pass it on to your children or grandchildren, or it's lost because of a refusal or a failure to plan and to plan appropriately and to do this as a family. 800-999-8007. If you're listening to this show live, you're listening at about 4 o'clock in the morning. And I know there aren't a lot of people that listen at 4 in the morning. But the good thing about this show is that it's on my website. And you can listen to it on my website at any time. You can just go to my website, assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, aging, A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. And you can go there and you can tell your friends to listen to this show or have your kids listen to this show or your mom and dad listen to this show or your best friend listen to this show and let them know that there is no requirement that everything is lost. But the reality is a lot of people lose everything because they refuse to deal with the reality of loss of independence as we get older and as our families get older. We are all going to lose independence, all of us. Are you willing to have the conversation? Now's the perfect time during the holidays. Families will be around. And parents, you need to sit your children down and say, we need to have a discussion. Children, you need to sit your parents down and say, we need to have a discussion. Mom, we've been watching Dad. Dad's losing some of his marbles. They're leaking out of the bag. And we need to talk about that. And we need to talk about it not only for us, Mom, but for you, because we need to protect you. And we need to make sure you stay healthy so that we all together can better take care of Dad or Grandma or Grandpa or whoever it is in your family. Make the call today and come in and see me. I see families together all the time. The consultation is free. Just before I did this show, I had parents and children in my office, and we sat and talked together about what their expectations were, what everybody needed to know, and all of those kinds of things. And it was healthy, and they began to move forward. They've taken the steps to begin to move forward. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. You can call. You can send me an email message. You can come to one of my workshops, but you can just go to my website and sign up, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com, or call me, 800-999-8007. As we look forward to Christmas and to family and to being together, this is a great time to begin to approach this subject. Parents, be open with your children. Children, give your parents the chance to share with you their fears and frustrations for what's coming. 800-999-8007. Be wise, be compassionate with each other, but begin to move forward. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Look forward to seeing you here again next week and on my podcast every Wednesday, right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, 800-999-8007.